there's less stuff to you have to work. I mean, you have gas and you have one thing to turn, and there's no like main shifting or anything like that that would be super
complex.
Yeah, but
you need balance with that.
Yeah, that was the problem they were having the whole time.
Training wheels, dude.
They should have put training wheels on it because, I mean, they were talking, oh, this is so cool because it's so small and we can fit into places that other robots can't go. I was like, whatever, you guys can't even get the thing to go 5 feet without falling over half the time.
Shit, you'd have to have a speed of like, you'd have to have at least a going speed in order to get that.
Yeah.
Unless you have some kind of like balancing gyroscope or...
Yeah, I don't think that'd work with that much weight. I don't know. Yeah, they'd have to be moving for to get it to work. Like, at least midway.
They have to be in constant motion.
Through first year, yeah. Like, they were starting off and it was just wobbling side to side trying to catch balance.
Well, I mean, if you can get it to go really fast while it's wobbling, it would probably would gain its balance at that point.
Pretty much after, like, if you're in second gear, just idle in second gear, you can almost just let go of the handlebars and they drive itself. By then, you're moving pretty good.
Have the steering
adjust
for balance then.
Yeah. Another one, like, they had a whole different, like, this one was a giant, like, tank, I swear to you, like a fire truck or something, and it had a problem going through this one gate. It was trying to figure out if it could fit through there and just stop moving and sat there and thought about it and got disqualified. So they ended up changing the code for the program to make it think it was skinnier, and then it just went on through there. But they had this one...
Skinny robot.
With this camera on this very front, like this Jeep or something, it just plowed right back into one of the obstacles. It was like this caravan set up. It had to go around. It plowed into the back of it and broke it and crap. So, it was pretty cool watching it mess up. So, yep. If I,
actually, now that you talk about races and robots and stuff like that, I remember seeing something on Tech TV as like the Robotic Olympics or some shit.
Yeah.
And it was on like every day on Tech TV during the day. I remember watching this stuff and being, like, bored to hell, but it was pretty cool seeing that they'd have, like, swimming competitions, walking, all kinds of stuff like that, and they actually, it was, like, people. It was, like, that, Robot Wars or whatever, Bot Wars or whatever like that, except it was, like something cool besides fighting.
Yeah.
It was, like, swimming, walking, all kinds of stuff, climbing, stuff like that. It was pretty cool to see how the designs that they had for them and see which ones worked and which ones didn't work.
I remember the show that was on NASA. Like, every once in a while I flip to the NASA channel because I've done it before and I found some pretty cool stuff, and this is one of them. They have this contest at MIT every year that you, like, if you're in this class, I don't remember what it's called, they give you a, like, a bucket full of, like, tools and just junk. And the goal of it is, okay, now to understand what you're making, you have to understand what the challenge is. And the challenge is, okay, imagine this beam that's about 5 feet off the ground, okay? It's about 10 feet long, and it pivots in the middle, okay? So it's just like a teeter-totter, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's also got another pipe going 5 feet straight up, and then something coming out facing forward about a foot with a, like a volleyball or a bowling ball balancing on a rope that's back down to where the main beam is. Okay? So now I have this ball bouncing in front of it, and what that does is it, instead of just going side to side like a teeter-totter, now it can do all kinds of crazy stuff because now there's something else that can swing side to side. It, like, totally messes it up so that it's even harder for these people. Okay? And the beam's about 2 inches wide or 3 inches wide, I think, and about 5 feet off the ground.
Is this a robot that they're building?
No, this is just... The contest is to stay on it as long until the time is out or knock the other person off. That's the challenge. So, now back to what they had to work with. It's this bucket full of parts and junk and motors and stuff, and it had to be remote control. You can only use what's in the box. And whenever
that's not a robot, though, dude.
Yeah, it's
remote control.
Well, same thing.
Well, it's like your RC car isn't a robot, dude.
Whatever, just it's cool, just wait, okay? Okay, so you can only use what's in there, and whenever you're done building it, it has to fit back inside. Okay, so that makes it crazy.
It has to fit back inside the bucket?
Yeah, like whenever it's assembled, it has to fit back inside. So they had all kinds of them, Now, what you're saying, it's not a robot, well, I don't know. Yes, it is remote controlled, so I guess it's not technically a robot, but it's pretty close.
A robot, you have to tell it what to do. You can't just remote control it. You know, it has a set logic and set programming.
Well, that depends.
Like that, that Fire Truck you were talking about, I thought it was too fat to get through that obstacle or whatever. It has to have some kind of code or programming.
Okay.
To, think on its own, basically.
Do
well,
you...
It's remote control, it's like, oh, I want to go forward, tell the thing to go forward.
Do you consider...
It's like code on command.
Do you consider the robot / RC things that make cars for Ford robots or remote control?
Those are robots, dude, because they're programmed.
Okay, but they're programmed to do a set thing over and over. They don't change. All they do is that one thing over and over. They were told to do that. It's not like they're learning. So is that a robot?
Yeah, but it's not code on command, though, where, I have to sit there with a joystick and operate these machines.
Yeah, but it was at one point they had to do that the first time to get it to work.
No, not necessarily. Actually, I know a guy who programs those kind of robots. I don't know exactly how he does it, but I know that he writes code for the robots to do their function. I mean, I suppose it doesn't have to necessarily be, like, its own intelligence. That'd be really advanced. But, it rather than telling it what to do, it knows what to do.
Okay.
I don't know if that made sense or whatever.
So, before I confuse myself upon belief, I guess we could just leave the whole, I'm watching NASA channel thinking it's a robot, but it's not thing alone. Because
if it's remote control, dude, that's not really a robot.
I guess.
So you could say that a robot knows what to do. You can program a robot to pick up your garbage around your house, program a robot to vacuum your floor, do whatever. But with a remote control car, you have to do it on command. Like, I want to go forward now. It goes forward. Go and turn right now. Turns right.
Okay.
Stop. Stops. Whereas if you could program it in advance to say, go straight, 10 feet, turn right, stop, then it would be a robot. Because you're not actually controlling it on command.
How about this? I get a little dictionary right here in front of me, and we look it up. So, if you could provide some chit-chat for just a minute while I'm looking this up.
So, where are you looking it up then?
I'm looking in this dictionary that I acquired.
You're looking in a dictionary for the definition of robot?
Yeah. Can't hurt.
Well, let's talk about other robots, dude. Because when I think of robots, I think of, like, Terminator and, like, Johnny Five, dude, from Short Circuit.
Yeah.
But in Terminator, it said that the Terminator wasn't a robot. It was more like a cyborg. So would that make the T-1000 model a cyborg?
Okay.
It doesn't have any, like, physical... It doesn't wear skin, like a normal cyborg would be, like the Terminator, shit like that,
Well, here's the definition of it. Robot, noun. First definition, a mechanical device operating automatically in a seemingly human way. Two, a person acting like a robot. So number two doesn't apply, but number one.
Number two is the dance, dude.
Yeah. I understand that. And it seemingly...
It does it automatically or in a person does like a human.
Yeah. But...
So your remote control car wouldn't be doing it automatically. And it wouldn't be moving...
Well, you're not pushing the car. It's moving on command. Right?
Yeah. But you're not... It doesn't know what to do. On its own. You didn't tell it what to do in advance, besides what you're doing on command. So once you get done pressing the forward button, that's it. There's no more commands all in there.
Okay.
Unless you string them together. You're done with the program.
Yeah, but then... Okay. I give up. I'm going to end up looking retarded, so I'll just drop it. Yep.
You could probably go on forever like that, dude.
What, acting retarded or talking about robots?
Talking about robots.
Okay. I was going to say...
Kick ass.
Yeah, well, I thought that would be able to hold us for half of an episode, but I guess not. So, do you have anything else about robots? Well, if you have anything else about robots, go for it.
Well, if you want to listen to Sean Kennedy talk about robots, you can go to his website, and it's episode 6, so he talks about robots a lot. So.
Okay, and if you want to watch a movie about robots, Will Smith is supposed to be having a movie about robots come out next week or the week after or something like that.
It's the 16th.
16th, there you go. That's next week, right?
I think so.
Hold on, let me double-click my little clock. So I've made a calendar. The 16th is next Friday. So...
sounds good. Either that or the 15th, but 16th we see.
Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Something like that. Okay, now, I have another quick question. While we're talking about movies, somehow, this is sort of related. What is it with them, every, like, 6 months, they change the date that a big movie is released? You know how it used to be Fridays, the movie's coming out, you go and there's a new movie, right?
Yeah.
Now, well, 6 months ago, it was Thursday. Now it's Wednesday. And I don't remember what movie, but there are a couple movies I've seen lately that they're coming out on Wednesday. What are they trying to do?
Like, White Chicks came out on Wednesday, dude.
Yeah, what's this about? Why do they keep pushing the date back? Are they trying to get more
people? Spider-Man came out on Wednesday, though, too.
What came out? Oh, Spider-Man? Yeah, see, there
yeah,
you go.
Spider-Man 2 came out on Wednesday.
Two movies in the past month that have been coming out a day earlier. Before, okay, next month they're going to be coming out on Tuesday. What are they doing? Why do they keep pushing the date back?
Well, eventually they'll get back to Friday.
Eventually, yes. I don't see why they're doing
it. They'll catch on and they stop it at Sunday.
They could. I don't see what they're trying to do, though. Are they trying
to get
more people in?
The box office. Oh, man. Spider-Man 2 is out on Wednesday. I might as well go on opening day. You know?
Yeah.
They sell tickets in advance. They did it for Harry Potter. They did it for Lord of the Rings. Did it for Spider-Man.
Star Wars.
I don't know what else they're going to do it for.
Star Wars is selling like months
in
advance.
Spends more money. But then Friday comes around and then everyone's seen it already.
Yeah. Except for the people that are used to going on Fridays and only go on Fridays.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
There's a lot of people.
That's cool because now it's less crowded. All the people that would go on the opening day aren't there.
Yeah, because they got to work or they're at school or,
yeah,
you know, they have prior commitments during the day.
Okay, so I guess they're just trying to fit more people in that first week.
Yeah, to get more money for themselves.
Okay.
So that's why everybody's going to go to movies.
That sort of makes sense, but I don't know. I think it's weird.
No, I'd be more than likely to go to a movie on Friday rather than fucking Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Unless I was like a diehard fan, if it was like Star Wars 3 or fucking, you know, other Jay and Silent Bob movie, I'd probably go see that later, but...
yeah, well, there's never going to be another Jay and Silent Bob movie.
I know, because you did that in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, was Jersey Girl any good?
No, I haven't seen it.
Neither have I. I wanted to see it.
I really wanted to see it, because I love Kevin Smith movies, but okay. I never saw it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to rent it.
I watched Dogma again yesterday, and I picked up a lot more funny stuff that I've missed.
Oh, that movie's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta go buy the book.
What? There's a book?
No, the hitchhiking book. That's what George Carlin tells him. And then Carrie Fisher picks him up, and she's like, oh, you live by the book? She's like, yep. He's like, well, if I have to.
That's Strike Back, dude. I didn't like Jane Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, that's James. No, yeah, that's James Bond Strike Back.
Yeah, Dogma's the one where they're trying to stop the angels from going
angels
to church. Yeah.
Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck is she? Why the fuck did his head explode?
Yeah.
That's great.
The only thing I didn't like about Strikes Back is the song at the very beginning. I hate that song. Everyone seems to love it, and I guess I'm the only person that doesn't like it.
You don't like this song?
I hate that song.
You should put that for the intro.
Oh, God. I don't think so. I hate it. As soon as someone starts singing it, if I don't know them, I want to slap them, and if I do, I usually do slap them for singing that crappy song. I hate it.
Oh, yeah, you can slap me if I start singing it.
Well, you can sing it for the intro if you want. I'll use it if you sing it, because that'd be funny.
That's fine.
Okay, so we're not going to use it then. All right, we
figured out how the whole song goes. I only know, like, the first line.
Well, that'll work. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. You're the one that's going to make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to do it.
Okay, well... sure got sidetracked there. Do you want to jump into games now?
Sure, sounds good, dude.
Okay. Do you have any games that you've been playing lately that you'd like to mention?
I've been playing Age of Mythology, and so far it's alright. Nothing too spectacular.
How long have you been playing it?
Actually, I started probably about 2 weeks ago, and then it sat for a week.
Okay, could you talk a little bit louder?
I don't know. It's kind of a crappy game. It's like Warcraft.
Like Warcraft?
It's like a real-time strategy game.
Oh, yeah. I don't really like those kind of games. I don't know. It's just not my style.
I liked Warcraft, and Warcraft 2, and Warcraft 3. But the graphics kind of really suck, but then I don't have a great graphics card anyhow.
Why don't you go buy something for like $50 you could play?
If I had $50, I could.
Well?
But I don't. So I just go off my cheap shit.
Why don't you just...
And I can play it on there. It's not that bad. It's enjoyable, but...
Yeah.
There's like no story to it.
Well, yeah. Games like that kind of suck, that you're just playing for no reason. You have to be playing.
I don't know.
I've been playing...
I like Warcraft because they actually had some kind of story along with it.
Yeah, I've never played Warcraft.
More in-depth. Well, this one's just like, we have to go here. The gods are great.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it is.
Well, I think I mentioned this on last episode or something, that I've been playing Need for Speed, and actually, last episode, since I wasn't recording, I played Need for Speed that whole night, even during recording. I didn't stop playing it. So, actually, while I was playing it and doing the show, I think I raced my best, not being able to pay attention, oddly enough. But yeah, it's pretty cool, Need for Speed Underground.
You're always subconscious, dude.
Yeah.
You're a born racer.
Not really. I mean, this and Need for Speed. Wait, no, Gran Turismo 2 or 3, whichever one was for PlayStation. Those are the only racing games. No, the one for PlayStation 2 I hated. I couldn't play it.
That's 3.
Yeah, so 2.
I think so.
Yeah, those are the only racing games I can stand to play. So
I can't stand to play any of them, dude.
Yeah.
I hate racing games.
The only thing I don't like...
Sports games.
Sports games are terrible. But the thing that I don't like about Need for Speed Underground is, I believe in the PlayStation and Xbox version, if there is an Xbox version, whenever you hit nitrous and you're going pretty fast, your car jumps out, like, away from the screen, it gets smaller, and everything starts trailing. You know, you get like a tunnel effect where you can't see as good. And,
well, that's the effect that you're going fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the PC version, you don't get that. It's just... All you hear is the noise that you're using your nitrous and there's flames coming out of the back of your car. That's it. And that really made me mad. Yeah, whenever
you... Want the trails?
Huh? Yeah, the trails. I really could have used the trails. That would have helped the game out a lot, but... That really made me mad.
Fantastic, right?
No. I liked that part of the game. That was why I liked it. Yeah, the trails. It was cool. Okay? And another thing that they took out was the chick that, like, tells you to start. She's gone. I mean, yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but it was kind of cool.
In the PlayStation one she's gone, or in the...
No, in the PC version. There's no chick to start the race. It's just all of a sudden, there's 3, 2, 1, you're going. So, yeah. And the last thing that I don't like about it is you cannot configure any video options. You're set at 800x600 with no anti-aliasing. So, my decent video card can do better.
Much better than mine.
Yeah. But I guess I shouldn't turn it up because every once in a while... Now, this I really hate, okay? This makes me mad more than anything. Whenever the game lags, it doesn't slow down or anything. It just frame skips. Okay, I don't talk about one or two frames. I'm talking about like 30 or 40 at a time. Where there's a turn coming up, all of a sudden, like, VNet didn't slow down or something, and it hit 100%, and the game decides to lag. All of a sudden, that turn that I was just about to go into, I'm in the wall, spun out and upside down. because it just skips.
Turn off DNF before you start playing.
Well, I've been doing that, and it still skips every once in a while. It's like once during every race, it just decides to skip 60 frames at a time, and I'm in the wall. So, yeah, that really sucks. But, I don't know, sometimes it's not so bad. But yeah, frame skip sucks.
Frame skip sucks.
Yeah. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Yes, I do. I've actually had that happen on my games, too.
Okay.
But since I play real-time strategy, I don't have to worry about hitting the wall and flipping over.
Well, you do have to worry about hitting the wall whenever it's so crappy you run out of the room. I've had that happen with some games. They were so bad, I couldn't get back to the store quick enough to return them.
So you decided to keep them.
Oh, well.
I told you the reason why you shouldn't buy bad games.
There's a reason you shouldn't buy bad games? Well, sometimes they're bad and you don't know it.
Yeah. Maybe it's there to remind you to be faster next time.
Yeah.
All the other ones are there to taunt you.
Okay, now for a game that doesn't suck, I don't have the link to the game itself. I'll put that up in the show notes, like I can't say it or anything. But the game is called YS Flight 2000. It's an open source flight simulator. They have a Mac version, a Linux version, and a Windows version. And since I didn't feel like messing with Linux at the time, because as you'll see later, I'm mad, I got the Windows version, and I've been playing with it, and for a open source, free flight simulator, it's pretty cool. It's not like real crappy graphics or anything. It's like, there's an OpenGL and a non-OpenGL version, and they both look pretty good. The only part that I don't like about it is, since I'm using my PlayStation 2 controller, and I don't really know the key settings, I just, if it works, I use it, and if it doesn't work for a particular game, I don't use it. The controls are kind of sketchy. Like, I used the F-22 Raptor, I believe it's called, and this jet is, like, so insanely fast that if I'm even touching the throttle and I try and turn, I just black out, and I don't know. That kind of sucks. Just because I think the controls are, they're so sensitive, or I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's kind of crazy. Another thing that sucks is the sound, which I'm going to fix it. I'm going to, like, do a little hack job and make some better sounds, but other than that, you should check it out if you're into flight simulators at all. That's YS Flight 2000. And the site that I found all this on is linuxsoft.cz. That's Linux and then soft, like Microsoft.cz, like Czechoslovakia or whatever. And there's a whole bunch more on that URL that I'll put up in the show notes. That's a...
So does that look like the Microsoft one?
No.
When that Microsoft puts out, or is it a little bad, or is it
it's,
as good as it?
There's very little texture, if that helps. Helps you understand it.
See, I've only played 2002 Flight Simulator.
I haven't played any of them. But
I didn't play it long, really all that long enough, so I really want to kick me out.
Oh, well, yeah.
But it looked pretty cool, though. I'll have to download this one and see.
Yeah, check it out. It's like 6 megs, I think.
Okay.
Okay, and the Linux soft link that I just said trying to give to everyone, it takes you to a list of Linux games. Some of them will be for Windows. Some of them might be for Mac. But it's a list of open source games for Linux, hence the linuxsoft.cz. And there's a racing game on there also that I got. And this game, I can't say it sucks because I haven't got to work yet, but it sucks because I haven't got to work yet. It's on racer.nl, www.racer.nl, like Netherlands. Okay. It runs like the menu. It looks like it's going to be a good game, but then when I try and play it, it loads about quarter of an inch, now about an inch or so of the little loading bar, and then locks up and decides that it's going to put a beep every 5 seconds over my speakers until I restart my computer. So, that game sucks because it doesn't work. But it has the potential to be pretty cool because the cars, you can model them in what's it called? Some big like 3D modeling program. Can't remember what it's called. 3D Max, I think. You can model the cars in that and then import them into the game. And you can also model tracks and stuff with some other program. So it's pretty cool.
So with the cars, can you like put them into a wind tunnel and see the wind resistance and whatnot?
No, I'm saying like you could design your own car and import it into the game.
Okay.
Using, I think it's called 3DS Max or something. So, yeah, if you want to check that out, if you can get to work, that's cool. If not, join me in hating it. Do you have any games, or can I just go ahead and get into my Linux sucks rant?
Go into your Linux sucks rant, dude.
Okay, now, I'll try not to yell, because as the listeners probably already know, this was recorded with me talking too loud and twirls too low, so if I start yelling, just fast forward till about 5-10 minutes later.
Okay.
Now, I've been using Slackware 10 since I got it from Replax at Friday's 2600 meeting, so props to Replax for helping me out when I really needed Slackware and a Crash You Suck for not mailing it to me. Yeah, so Slack's been going pretty good. I got some stuff that wasn't working in 10, like my sound. It works just fine now. I've been having better luck with it. I don't know if that really means anything. Maybe I'm just getting better at messing with it. And I got Apache with PHP and MySQL working, thanks to Elemist. Oops. So I've been messing with that. It's been, running Apache on that computer has been making it a lot easier to transfer files. It's so much quicker than setting up an FTP server to transfer one file. I set up a little PHP script to upload from box to box. So now I just put in the file name and upload it to the other one with a little PHP script. So that's been pretty cool. But the thing that I don't like, okay, now, I was messing with this for 4 hours last night, and this is trying to get a boot splash to work with Slackware. Now, if you go to a little site called bootsplash.org, you'll see there's a whole scene dedicated to getting a boot splash. Now, there isn't one for Slackware, and there are for Mandrake, I believe Red Hat might have one, and SUS. Now, on this site, a lot of stuff is supported by SUS. So, I downloaded the kernel patch, I downloaded the little splash utilities, and I downloaded the SUS 8.2 boot splash theme. And I tried to follow their guide, except that when it got to the part for the boot splash utilities, that it doesn't work. Like, the folder names are completely different, and then when I did get to the right folder, the commands wouldn't work for me. Now, after trying a bunch of times, I finally got it to work, and I think I got the kernel patched and compiled, supposedly working, and I'm pretty sure I got Lilo working. But it turns out that something's not working because when I start my computer, I'm not seeing a little lizard with SUS under it. Okay? And it's supposed to be simple. It's like a one-page guide on this little kernel patch. It's like 2 lines. All you gotta do is enable like 5 things. And then the hardest part is this little splash utilities crap. I don't understand it. It tells you some weird folder. It's gotta go in. It's like 10 directories deep. And there's supposed to be some way you can test it with like splash space, some long command like a mile long. And that doesn't work. You're using some error that it's not found in some folder. Well, I put it there, and for some reason I don't have access to that folder, and giving it access isn't helping any, because that's not what it needs, apparently. So, 4 hours later, I decide this isn't worth it, and I give up. Now, what this whole rant is about is I found another one on madpenguin.org. The guide on there, nicely enough, guess what? They decided that the only place that this file can be found is on their site. Well, they also decided they don't want to host this file anymore, so I can't get it. So after following their guide, the one utility I need to get it to work, they took off their HTTP server, and I Googled and I Googled and I couldn't find it anywhere else. So thanks a lot, madpenguin.org. You have a bad guide. It's really looking at taking that down. It's really frustrating. So, that was my half rant on why Linux sucks, because people don't keep their docs up to date.
So they totally, like, there was only access to this one file on their FTP site?
Yeah, this is the only place it can be found.
You had to access this file on their FTP site?
No, the one file that you need to get it to work for their particular guide isn't on their FTP server anymore. They took it off.
That's
yeah.
Great. Wonderful people.
Yeah. I mean,
so everyone, go to mattpenguin.com.
And then, like, give them hate mail for being retarded. So, yeah. And the whole problem is that whenever people make, like, install.txt and stuff, now I know that you should probably read this stuff whenever you try to install something anyway. But if you don't, I've noticed this a lot. Most programs work with a simple .config, make install, maybe a make config or something, you know, here and there. But then you get some programs that just, they pick their own set of rules to get it to install them. Unless you read every single line of every single text in half the config files, you don't know how it works. Point in case, Wine. I got Wine finally working, but it's not working correctly. Because I'm not supposed to be able to run it as root, and that's the only way I can run it is as root. I read the config file like 50 times out. I don't understand where to point it. And all of a sudden it said, screw this, and I threw all the folders in this Windows partition that I had on that drive, and all of a sudden it works. So, oh well, it's working. But it's not working right. I can run Notepad, I can run Merc, and I can run Audacity out of all the Windows apps, oh yeah, and Windows Media Player. I got that to work finally. Out of all the apps that I have, those are the only ones I can run. So that was kind of a waste of half a day to get Wine to work.
You know, I've heard that Wine is supposed to make them work, but with a lot of programs it doesn't work. Like,
yeah.
There's no way to get it work.
Yeah, that is the problem with it. Like, I think on the main site it says that this won't work for Photoshop because apparently everyone that wants to use it thinks right off the bat, hey, I can use Photoshop instead of GIMP. Well, you can't. I don't see why. Yeah, GIMP isn't that bad once you get used to it, but that's not the point. A lot of things don't work. Like, I tried to use, what was it? Oh, yeah, Crack Attack. That works, too. So I can use the Windows version of Crack Attack in Linux. But there was something I tried, and all of a sudden, Linux just locked up. I mean, I couldn't crash anything. I just had to turn the power off. So that kind of sucked.
You were trying to emulate Windows, huh?
Yes, I installed XP in there, and it crashed on me. No, I think it was Half-Life or something like that. Something made it just lock up, and that made me really mad. So, yeah, Linux is cool to mess around with, but it's not good for everyday use. If you're trying to do, like, add new stuff, if you already have everything working that you're going to need, it works just fine, but adding new stuff really sucks.
That's where the fun kind of comes in every once in a while. If it takes too long, then it's not fun.
Yeah.
If you can figure it out within a decent time,
yes,
and actually learn something from it,
I'm not saying that I don't want to spend 5 minutes, maybe half an hour, at the most an hour or two trying to get something to work. Then it probably makes it more fun that it finally does work. Whenever I spend half a day trying to get something to work, and it finally does work, but only halfway, that's not fun.
But that's still a success. At least you got it kind of to work, and it gives you the motivation to get it to fully work.
Yeah.
And even if you have to put it aside for the rest of the day, you know, you still know that, you know, tomorrow I will work on it. I'll get it to work, you know.
But I'm not going to work on it.
Well, that's how I see it. I see it more of as like a motivation thing. Hey, I got it to work, you know.
Yeah.
At least boot up, you know, it's not locking up anymore.
Yeah, the main problem,
you know, I got to figure out, you know, what's making it lock up, and can I fix it, with, you know, and if I can't, then why even bother, but
okay.
I still figure out.
A little suggestion,
days, you know,
a little suggestion for anyone
like this.
That wants to get Wine to work, use Nopix. Wine will work right there. Another thing, from what I understood, you can, instead of trying to add the Windows files into Linux, you can just point it to the Windows files that are on a different partition. that seem to work a lot better than trying to add them in. So if anyone wants to try it, it might be nice to dual boot and just point it to your Windows folder. So, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that I'm done with ranting. It wasn't really a rant, it was just me a little annoyed that things aren't working.
That's still a rant, dude.
Okay.
You pissed off about it and you couldn't yell because you're still recording.
Yeah. That was the most mellow.
You would be yelling if you could.
Yeah, I would be screaming. At the time, I was very, very mad. And could have screamed. Yes.
He's calm now.
I took a nap.
He's on with his Linux computer.
Yep. So, I'm done. If you're done, then we can go ahead and get out of here.
Alright, I'm done.
Okay, so, we're out of here. This has been episode 10. If you want to give me an email saying that this episode sucks, you can send it to dtmfradio@gmail. If you want to talk to Twirls.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. You don't get
really want to. Twirls2001@yahoo.com. Because I'm not big enough to have a Gmail account.
Okay, well, if I get a Gmail invite, I'll send you one first.
Okay.
Okay, we're out of here.
Get the phone that Blaine gave me. Sorry, Blaine.
Okay, later.
Bye.
Ferris wheels and bumper cars are fun, but those rides just aren't for everyone. Bought my ticket and I have a run in the main. If I don't come back, I'll ride away. Give me time at least a half a day. Don't just leave me lost and thrown away in the main.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jeff Nipple.
And I'm Jimbo Jism.
Welcome to the Dark Carnival's Amazing Maze.
Over 5,000 ways to get in and no way out.
Let's meet today's volunteer. This is Rick.
We like to call him Rick the Dick.
Dick Face here is a wealthy entrepreneur who smacks his wife around and buys his way in and out of everything.
Let's see how Mr. Tough Guy fares up in the Amazing Maze.
What up, bitch? I'm volunteering. I'll be a guide for the day. Okay? Good. Got man doors and man floors. Hallways, hallways, walls for days. Make a left before you make your right. And your left should be to your right. If your left's right, right. Good. Begin the show. Go ahead, boy, and open up the first door. Welcome to the theatrical thriller. Meet Jack Ruby, a serial killer with a chainsaw. He kicks your arm at the elbow. You need a glass if you make it out, so. Ain't no use crying all day. You need to take a bitch ass back down the hallway. You gotta be a man. At least you learn. Everything you get in the maze you burn.
Keep running. Time to just get on the clock. You might wanna try that stump up that block. Turn right. It might look the same, but you're making tracks to the room of something. This really ain't shit. About a million taps in the room spins a bit. If you stay on your feet, you'll be okay.
Oh, let me get out of your way.
Oh boy, Rick the Dick's in a bit of a jam there, Jeff.
That's right, Jimbo. He looks like a rag doll flipping and spinning like that.
You can always witness spectacles truly amazing within the Amazing Maze.
Let's see where else Rick's adventures will lead the little Dick White.
So you got a few tacks in your balls. Pick them all up, head right back down the hall. What's this? Dead end, door locked. It's a long way back to night. Oh, gotta turn around, no doubt. Ain't nothing that we gotta sit and argue about. Keep going, make a left, right back. Now run straight ahead some more. Open up the door.
Nice to meet you, black soldier. Take it with ease. The maze is a place of magic. Many surprises. The gift rises. Late down, expect the best. In comes a lover with a hairy chest.
Hello, sexy. I'm Grim Love. I'm gonna have a look at your milk dud.
Oh, shit! You fell for that? I ain't gonna tell you got your own ring tap. All that gift into the opposite sex. And look, you just got me butthole sweat. Wait. What's that? The walls are closing in! Fuck that! Hurry! Run for your life!
Oh, he'll be alright.
How's that sit with you, Jimbo? First he gets plugged with bullets, then he gets his butt plugged.
I think he's a fucking idiot, Jeff. I mean, what kind of asshole can't find his way out of this maze? You gotta be a real dick bumper to wind up here in the first place.
Right you are, Jimbo. Let's watch the big dick fuck up some more.
Alrighty, ain't no need to fear. If there's a way out, it's gotta be near. Yo, no!
fuck up and open the door.
Quit, treat, you outside. Lots of places for crazy to hide. Watch your step, car back drive. Cut your foot and the ankles clap. Rip it off in the sun. Throw something in the world. Hunters, yeah, they're gonna get you. Out of the bill, bitch, get the picture.
Back in doors, they at last. Look at your family behind the glass. They look weird, but say it's something. Listen up.
Happy friendly shit, man. Fuck that. It's supposed to be wicked in this bitch, man. Turn that shit off.